When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You know, after all of this stuff yesterday, and, you know, you hear different people have different opinions on it. And it's, of course, it, you know, we got it this yesterday morning when it first came out. And I have to say it was eye-opening. And, you know, we kind of talked about that. But then as the day goes on and more people start seeing it, more people start talking about it, the more ridiculous it sounds.
Yeah, I mean, and they're at a point now where they are an easy target. There's no two ways about that. And they get beat up at every turn. They've got lightning rod people like Aaron Rodgers to talk about, you know, like Woody Johnson. Here's the biggest problem. Like, you know, Al was talking about this tomorrow, I'm sure, with Jerry, like, you know, why the Jets and why does it always seem like, you know, these reporters are going after the Jets when they're national reporters. Here's the biggest reason why. There are so many people who have been disgruntled, people who have been jettisoned from that organization in the last couple of years that don't feel good about it. And there are sources galore for these reporters to talk to. And they want their names cleared. They want people to know that it was the owner and not them. And I'm not saying it's directly coming from Joe Douglas, but it could have been someone like Rex Hogan or someone underneath him, or it could have been any number of players like Mecole Hardman. Like, we forget about this stuff. Like, the guys who were in and out of here, you know, Mike Williams, Mecole Hardman, Randall Cobb. It's just, there's so many freaking guys.
Yes.
That are not here, that were a part of this fiasco for the last 2 years. You know, Zach Wilson and now Rob Saleh and Nathaniel Hackett gets demoted. And it's just there's a million guys.
Right. You remember how Jose Iglesias, you know, had that OMG necklace around his neck. And we were like, wow, that thing is awesome. Where'd you get that from? Alex Cohen gave it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that's not happening at the Jets, or at least it doesn't feel like it's happening at the Jets.
Well, actually, it's funny. I think, didn't Woody give Sauce, like, that exact thing?
And he wore it as well.
Yeah, he also wore it.
To your last year.
Yeah, he also did give him that thing. But, I mean, yeah. But it's a little bit different, though. I mean,
It's just something way off about all of it. And I'm just wondering if Mike Tannenbaum's being honest with people as they're interviewing these people.
Yeah.
And who is it? And by the way, who is in these interviews?
Well, that's a good question.
Are
Tannenbaum and Spielman in the interviews?
Are they, or are they just recommending people for the Jets to interview? That's what I think is going on. Like they're the headhunting company doing the search, and then they're putting the two, you know, groups together.
Yeah, I guess from my understanding, it's just not that it would be them saying, "Hey, you should talk to this guy." Not we're going to sit in on the interviews. So, yeah, I mean, I would imagine that Woody and Christopher and Jaime, and who else would be in there?
Brick.
Brick. Brick Johnson.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't like talking about their kids, man. They're not old enough.
He goes to Harvard, plays tennis, Brick.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
I mean, if I, you know, like if I get like a
a bunch of different lives to live. Like one of them, I think, might be a Harvard tennis player or a Harvard golfer.
Sure.
You know?
Like, yeah, you would be a Harvard golfer.
Harvard golf guy. Yes. You can't knock that, man, right?
You can't knock it, but, you know, the fact that it seems like people are saying that somehow they are influencing decisions, that's not good.
No. Let's go to Anthony in Belleville. Hey, Anthony, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, the whole thing to you.
Boomer, and what's your name again?
Who are you? Greg? What's your name?
Hey, happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everybody. And, you know, I saw the Tom Brady roast on Netflix. I was wondering if we can get a Boomer Esiason roast on Netflix.
We already tried
that. I know
that
you
once.
Had one.
We already tried that one, and it didn't go over very well.
No, what happened? I heard you didn't record it, and, you know.
It was a Friars roast at the, where was that, Al?
I don't remember.
Is that the Waldorf?
I think it was in New York.
It was at the Waldorf. I think it was at the Waldorf, yeah. Before they sold it, and it underwent renovation, yeah. And, you know, it was a very forgettable roast. It was not very funny.
No? So you up for another one?
Actually, the funniest guy, I think, was Chris Christie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right.
So Anthony said, are you up for another one?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, so you said it didn't go over well because it wasn't funny, or they took it too far, or why didn't it go over well?
It lasted way too long.
Okay.
It lasted way too long.
The Tom Brady roast, though, was vicious.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
really I kind of felt like mine was vicious, too.
Well, all of them
were. Yeah, I wasn't there, though. I wish I was.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss anything.
The only person I remember being there was Gilbert Godfrey, dressed as Joe Montana. That's all I remember.
Right, and then really? I remember he went into that just unbelievably filthy joke that was just...
The Aristocrats? Did he do the Aristocrats?
He may have.
Are you kidding me? And he basically, you know, and the entire, like, NFL ownership is there. Everybody's there. And I'm like, looking at the faces of these people in the front, I'm like, oh, my God. You talk about being uncomfortable and awkward.
If he did the Aristocrats in a Joe Montana jersey, that is amazing. Are you familiar with the Aristocrats?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it was.
He also had the pants on. He had everything. He had the whole uniform.
So, for people who don't know, there's actually a documentary, HBO documentary, on the joke, the Aristocrats. And why it's so important to comedians. And it is the filthiest joke of all time.
Exactly. That's exactly what he did, yes.
But everybody has their own interpretation to it. And that's why it's how you tell it and how you make it yours and all of this. And it was like Gary Shandling, I think, was a big part of it. Bob Saget, Gilbert Gottfried, all those guys.
I think like when he noticed that there was a sag... Like in the whole afternoon or that evening that we did this.
Yeah, he decided to do the Aristocrats.
That's what he came out with. And it was, he was like blowtorching everybody. It was about as awkward as it could possibly be.
And there's the other thing too is about that joke is you really have to have a sick and twisted sense of humor. And the punchline isn't even really a punchline. Like, that's what's so great about it. Like, it's just, it's hard to explain, but people in comedy, they cherish that joke and hold it to such a high standard, which is amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.